explain well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Christelle, I've noticed in the past couple of weeks there have been quite a lot of stories in your bulletins about striking. And I know in South Africa we have this thing called strike season. Are we currently in strike season? So is hier die tyd wat gewoonlik die staking sal gebeur?
Yes and no. So no, we're not supposed to be there, but we're kind of dealing with the ripple effect of previous negotiations. So at the moment we have, the Nahawu strike has been interdicted, but they've said that it's only parts of it that's interdicted. Certain workers, so the workers basically still want to continue. We have the South African Policing Union going on strike on Friday. Both of those are linked to the state's unilateral implementation of a 3% wage increase last year. And Alice like, nee, ons gaan dit nie aanvaar nie, ons soek 10%. Maar dan het ons ook natuurlik 'n groot nasionale staking wat maandag kom, the national shutdown. And I think, yeah, it's going to leverage off a lot of these things that are happening already. That's kind of a ripple effect from previous years.
Because the national shutdown, hashtag, that's apparently coming on Monday, this is a thing that the EFF has been talking about and pushing for and saying, you know, they're going to use it to talk about load shedding and a whole bunch of other things as well. And then apparently there have been reports doing the rounds the last week and a half of certain businesses and companies getting letters. And I think one of them said they were going to shut down OR Tambo, which is a national key point. And I don't know if you can do that anyway. But like, what's... Are we expecting drama on Monday?
So to contextualize, the national shutdown is, yes, about load shedding, unemployment, gender-based violence, crime, and Palapala was kind of the cherry on top in terms of what's spearheading this. What we are seeing, so it was started by the EFF, but we are also anticipating others joining it. So I do think there's going to be some leverage. I know, for example, Not In My Name International is joining. And then, for example, the Carlton Centre management has been warned that they should close shops. There was also a warning sent to OR Tambo by the EFF. We have reached out to the National Policing Nat Joints structure to ask them how worried are they, and we're waiting for that feedback. We've also reached out to OR Tambo. But I think what we can anticipate is certainly very vocal, very visible protest action. I think there's also a slight opportunistic component to the timing. It's the day before a public holiday. But so hopefully that probably also means a lot of people might already be taking a long weekend, might not be going into work. It is really hard to say how worried we should be. And we have reached out to the authorities to try and guide us on that.
See, maar dit is nou wat ek sê. Ek voel asof die regering doodstil hieroor is. I mean, I've gotten a few mails, like just kind of mass mailers from various places that I subscribe to or places that I've shopped at or whatever, saying this is how the national shutdown will affect us in terms of deliveries and in terms of this and whatever. Waar is die regering? Who's telling us, stay at home, it's not safe? Or, go to work, it'll be fine, we've got you. Like, where are they? And also the fact that the police are striking so close to this other strike, that's another thing in the fire that's making it even worse.
En dit is 'n bietjie van 'n kruit, dit voel so 'n bietjie na 'n kruitvat situasie. En ek dink dit is wat waarop daar ook gereken word, dat hulle daai situasie, daai frustrasies amper kan uitbuit in terme van om hulle ongelukkigheid sigbaar te maak, hoorbaar te maak.
Interesting that you mentioned that some of this feels a little opportunistic. Xenia literally just sent us a WhatsApp saying, also heard they want to shut down Richards Bay due to coal trucks, because this is that whole conspiracy theory of, you know, we have load shedding, but all our export coal is going to Richards Bay and being sent off to Europe, and why? Because we could solve. It doesn't matter if the power plant's broken, you can't burn the coal. Like, doesn't matter how much coal you pile outside them. If the boiler's not working, there will be load shedding. Like, it's such a simplistic... But I it just feels like... I don't know. Cast your mind back the last 2 or 3 years. And this is the difficulty with not knowing. And as Roz says, not having any communication. We've had talks before about this will be a national shutdown. From various different political parties or unions or trade unions. You know, groupings, COSATU, whatever. And in the past, it feels like nothing really has happened.
Yeah, and that's the caveat. So we can't certainly, and we don't want to be fear-mongering or creating panic. I do think this shutdown has been building up over time. Hier is nie 'n laaste minuut ding wat plan word nie. Daar is baie gemobiliseer rondom hierdie. En ek dink meeste besighede kyk maar na hulle veiligheidsplekke, na wat is ons plan B as ons geaffekteer word. Ons gaan beslis aanhou vra vir die owerhede en vir die sekuriteitsportefeuilles spesifiek.
Ja.
Wat is die planne?
Because taking, you know, taking preventative measures seems like a smart thing to do in case something happens.
Yeah, but waar is die bevestiging daarvan?
Yeah, this is a good point. You know what I love most, by the way, on a side note, about Explained Well and our conversations at 10 past 5? Is we keep bringing up these topics and then we keep not knowing what the answers are.
The Drive with Robin Ross. Weekdays 4 to 7. Jacaranda FM.